Kyle, it's Jack, and it's midnight, and I feel like I should be doing some sort of radio show, but I'm not. I'm doing a rudimentary podcast, so I will share with you that I have parent-teacher conferences coming up in a few hours. Since it's officially Tuesday, I can say it's a few hours from now. We're going to go meet with the kids' teachers, and I'm pretty relaxed when it comes to education. I want my kids to do as well as they're capable of doing. I don't want them to suffer from a case of unfulfilled will, which basically means that I don't care if they get A's. If they're capable of getting A's, that's what I'd like them to get. But I don't see grades as being the end-all, be-all. It's not going to be the thing that makes them successful or unsuccessful. I think about this quite a bit, not the least of which is because they go to a private school and we pay a hell of a lot of money for them to go there. There's a whole discussion that's tied into whether private school is worth it or not. I'm not going to have that one right now because there frankly isn't enough time, but I will say that I'm very, very pleased with school. But I do like the idea of public school as well for other reasons, not the least of which, at some point, they have to interact with lots of different people, and there's something to be said for public school helping them learn how to socialize with different groups of people and lots of different kinds of people. On the other hand, not having 42 kids in a class with one teacher is a benefit. So, but like I said, we're not going to get into that right now. On Sunday, we had a soccer game for my daughter, and she's playing spring soccer, and she played in the fall as well. And I'm a big proponent of team sports. I think that they're great. But what I'm thinking about now when it comes to my daughter is she normally plays defense, and she's very good at it, and I'm very proud of her. So it was the first of the spring soccer season. And her team went up 3-0 for the first three quarters, and my daughter played the entire game. And the first three quarters, she had her normal defense, and it was 3-0. In the fourth quarter, they stuck her in goal. And if I wanted to be one of those obnoxious sports fathers, I would point out that the other team only got about maybe 7 or 8 shots on goal while my daughter was on defense. Once she was placed in goal, held a lot of shots on her, and they scored 3 times. She's not a goalie. I was frustrated for my daughter because the other girls, frankly, they ran out of steam. It was 85 degrees, and they didn't give her much help. But the upside of having goals scored on her is one of the things that you need to do in life is learn how to bounce back from adversity. You need to learn how to deal with hard times. And that's what's good about having 3 goals score you, because it's proof that it doesn't matter how good a goalie you are, things are going to happen. And it's also a learning experience, a teaching moment, where you have to figure out, okay, they just lit me up. What do I do? How do I come back from this? How do I learn from this? And I think she's going to do well with that. I'm very proud. I was concerned. I was truly nervous. It would make her very upset and wreck her Sunday, but she managed to shrug it off, which really pleased me. And she's still little. She's going to be 8, and they played against 9-year-olds. And I think that's what really did it for her, was the fact that the big kids were the ones that that scored on her, and she knew from playing defense that she could run with them. So it'll be interesting to see what happens next week. Anyhow, as I always tell you, I'm still working on making some changes here. There are some loose ends that need to be tied up, and I'm a little frustrated with some of the technical issues, but I'm teaching myself, and that's part of the fun of blogging. So there is lots more to come, and I'm going to include some links to past posts that might be worth reading, and that's all I have to say. So I'm Jack, you're not. Be thankful for that, and I will see you around cyberspace.